us about that World Cup call, who you got it from, what they said, how it felt.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, anytime you get the opportunity to represent the United States, it's a huge honor. You know, it's going to be a really exciting tournament. You know, first time in a while they've hosted the World Cup, and certainly where it's hosted is going to add to the excitement. So I'm looking forward to it.
How does it compare to the Sochi call?
It's on that level. You know, the Olympics is obviously a pretty prestigious thing. You know, to be able to say you're an Olympian is pretty special. So that carries a lot of weight. But I'm equally as excited about this opportunity. Like I said, having it in Toronto, the caliber of players that are going to be there, it's going to be a really exciting event.
Do you think it's been above the program players about this event, or is it still a little too far away?
I think everyone's pretty focused on the season still. You know, there's still 20 games to play. A lot of teams are focused on gearing up for playoff and Stanley Cup runs. So I think once the season is over for everyone, then that's when you can start to kind of key into that team and start to come together a little bit.
Blake, when you see the rosters, where do the Americans stack up against the rest of the other teams?
I guess we'll find out. You know, I think the Canada roster is obviously pretty impressive. You know, they're going to go into it as the favorite, certainly on home ice. It's tough to it's tough to compare to the quality of players they're able to put on that lineup. So they're going to go into it as a favorite, and I think where we stack up is going to be determined ultimately in September.
Your job is, you're a big, fast guy who puts pressure on defense. What's it going to be like trying to put pressure on that Swedish defense if you guys line up against them? Have you checked their lineup?
Yeah, they're world class, obviously. You know, playing against all those guys and know what they're all capable of. So, they're in pretty elite company as well. I think that's why you saw them playing for a gold medal in Sochi. You know, they have a great goaltending, great defensive players, and they have a pretty solid team as well. So, that's why this tournament's exciting, because it's going to be best on best, and you can pretty much look at everyone's roster, and there's a wealth of goods on pretty much everyone's team.
Said you don't watch Canadian TV. Did you check out any American coverage on ESPN of that?
Yeah, I checked out SportsCenter. That's pretty cool. I grew up watching SportsCenter, and I had my family back home watching it, and tried to sit my son down to watch it, but he's too busy playing hockey himself in the living room. So he'll get it one day.
Can you look ahead to tonight, like what this group needs to do to be able to get back into college?
Well, we played a pretty good game last game, and more or less that's kind of embodied our entire season. Close but not able to get the job done, so I'd like to see us try to replicate that effort, especially in the first 40 minutes, and if we can try to get a couple more past our goalie to build a little bit more of a comfortable lead going into the third period, to play into our hands a little bit more. So I think we're headed in the right direction.
Do you sense that the confidence of this group changes at all in the third period, or what do you put your finger on with some of the struggles that you've seen in that final 20 minutes?
I mean, you start the period 5-on-3, that hurts, and they score a goal. And
maybe just even overall, like sometimes third periods haven't been, last year you guys were able to push it a lot to overtime, and
yeah,
they haven't had the same sort of success this season.
Right. I don't know, Sarah. You ask a great question there, and if I was able to answer it, I might be the head coach, and maybe we'd be in a playoff position. So I don't know. It slipped away from us a few times. More often than not, I think we've done a good job with the lead. I think our biggest problem is when we're behind a goal. We're not able to really mount much of anything in the third period. So that'll be something we need to look at. But like I said, we're looking for positives here.
Said your family was checking that out at home. How does your family react to these honors for you? Do they get pretty excited, or are they pretty low key?
No, they're proud. Obviously, it's exciting for everyone. Your parents have invested a lot into your career, especially in an early age. As a little kid, and to see them be able to share in those things is it's special. And like I said, having a family of my own, having my wife there, and having my two kids one day, being able to, sharing that with me, it makes it even more special. So it makes it for, a pretty cool thing.
I share your time. Yeah.